I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercised.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP.
Radio.
High five.
Hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. It is time for another episode of DDP Radio right here at ddpradio.com. My name is Mike Mullins. I can be found over at mike@90%.com. That's Mike, ATNINEZEROPERCENT.com. If you would be so kind, head over there and shoot me a like. And maybe one day, if I'm lucky, I will catch up and reach the heights of the queen of health and fitness blogging herself. She's our special guest host tonight here on DDP Radio, filling in for our very own Stacey Morris. She has a badass blog, a website that can be found at bodyrebooted.com. And her and her ridiculously good-looking family, seriously, it's ridiculous, just made the move down to Atlanta to work full-time with DDP Yoga. She's an all-around decent person. Welcome to the show, Christina Russell. Christina, thanks for coming on.
Hey. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Thanks for that awesome intro.
No problem. And, of course, joining us as always, the man himself, the personification of all that is evil and unjust in this world. I kid. Now, Robert McLaren's with us. What's going on, brother?
Hey, you finally got my intro right, man.
I know, right? So tonight's going to be just a community show. It's going to be a fun show. Stacey Morris is off tonight. She's got a book signing, I believe, somewhere in this crazy country. But she's got a book signing for her book, Clean Comfort. So I'm going to give it a plug real quick. StaceyMorrisCleanComfort.com. If you haven't grabbed a copy of that yet, be sure to do so. Pretty awesome cookbook / memoir. And before we get started on the show tonight, I'm going to run down the schedule, but I want to tell you, call in 347-994-1216. Phone line's already lighting up, and we're going to have you guide the show tonight, whatever you want to talk about. Nothing's off limits, unless it's really disturbing and dark, which we don't want to hear that. Bring it to another show. But if you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything you want to share, successes, failures, you know, anything you want to share, it's up to you. Tonight on DDP Radio, 347-994-1216. And we got the schedule coming up. DDP is all over the place in the next couple months. All kinds of awesome workshops and stuff going on. So if you get a chance to grab Diamond Dallas Page at one of these workshops, be sure to get to it if it's near you. We got Knoxville, Tennessee, November 8th, 2014. NYC, New York City. DDP takes NYC, January 9th, 2015. Newport, Rhode Island. It's an East Coast, Upper East Coast weekend as Newport, Rhode Island on January 11th, 2015. And LaSalle, Illinois on March 21st, 2015. And don't forget, I know, Robert, you've been there. I know, Christina, you've been there. The DDP Yoga Retreat, there's two of them this year. We're talking about July 17th. Through the 23rd, and October 16th through the 22nd. We're splitting it up. We got a fall one and a summer one, so accommodating those who can't make the summer one or the fall one, we got you covered. So don't forget to check that out. Also, GDP is heading over to the UK, a big UK tour coming up in 2015. It's going to be a big, big deal, and DDP is looking forward to getting over to see all you cats across the pond. So head over to ddpyoga.com for more information. That's the hub of all things DDP Yoga. So if you need to find it, it's probably there. And Robert's probably put it up there. So a lot of hard work from Robert to get that going as well. But tonight's show is about you. That's what we do on these DDP Yoga community shows. So don't forget, give us a call, 347-994-1216. Questions, comments, concerns, if you'd like to see private pics of me in a Borat bikini, whatever's on your mind, let us know. And if you feel uncomfortable and turned off by the thought of me in a Borat bikini and you'd rather send comments and text forms, Christina will be monitoring that in the chat as well. But I think that's enough talk about me in a bikini for today. You think so?
Forever, yes.
No comment.
But we're really excited to have Christina on the show, and I know we have a call on the line first, but I want to talk to Christina real quick. The past couple weeks have been chaos for you at best. I'm about 2 weeks ahead of you in the whole moving thing, and I know how stressful moving can be. How excited are you to join the crew in Atlanta, working for DDP Yoga officially now?
Yeah, it's incredible. It's you know, it's a dream come true coming from, you know, 2 years ago, I was in a totally different place, and I found a program that changed my life, and now I'm working for it. So it's really kind of surreal, but, yeah, super excited. Yeah, the moving is really, really stressful, and it's really kind of messed me up a little bit. I'm off schedule, but it's worth it.
Well, I, as I was saying just a minute ago, I just got finished with my own move, and I wanted to talk to you about that because, as I was aware, something that monumental that just changes your whole life, like a move or something unexpected like that, really just does mess up with your schedule. How have you dealt with that, you know, most importantly with your eating? Because I know a lot of people have big things go on in their lives. And how has that changed your eating schedule, and how are you adapting to your new schedule?
Yeah, the eating has actually been the hardest part for me, which is usually not. You know, usually I have a pretty easy time, but man, not being on that strict daily schedule where you kind of know what's going on, and you know, when you're packing up your old house, you're getting rid of all the food in the house, and so you don't want to go out and buy new stuff. So I'm just kind of mixing and matching, and it's not really you know, the same. So I've tried to make good decisions. We've been eating out a lot because in between the move and then moving here, we still don't have any food in the house. So I'm just trying to make the best of every place that we go, trying to find the healthiest options. Just because if I succumb and just eat whatever, you know, the crap food, then I'm gonna even feel even worse than I already do with my limited sleep and whatnot. So, you know, I'm just trying to make the best of what I can do.
Well, in a big situation like that, it's really important to just realize that life is going to happen. And I know this more than anybody after just going through it myself. And I kind of, for my own sanity, had to allow myself that grace period. Had to allow myself to just let life happen, not stress out too much about, you know, that, and know that I would get back to it at some point and set a strict date to get back to that. But, you know, a lot of people have, like, life-altering things going on. Things happen. Life happens. Big things get in the way. And it's really important to just, you know, let yourself, you know, experience life as it's happening and, you know, not stress about it, but make sure you reel yourself in when it's time to reel yourself in, which I think, you know, that you'll be doing, you know, no problem, especially under Dallas's watchful eye in Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really important what you said. Yeah, life sometimes does get in the way, and you can't let it stress you out too much. So, yeah, and I haven't been on the mat in a week and a half, and it feels really strange. I never miss a day. So even that's kind of thrown me off a little bit. But you're right, you know, in a few days I'll be over there every day working my tail off. So it'll, you know, I'll get back to normal. It'll just take a little bit of time.
Yep, absolutely. And you got Ronnie with you, and your adorable little kid that looks like a freaking child model. you know, you guys will get, you know, into a schedule and routine. As I've learned since I've moved, it snaps back in pretty quickly, and you start to adapt and learn. So if I have any advice from you, it's pretty much just to get through the next couple weeks and just, you know, relax, take a deep breath. And Dallas will tell you, breathe. Breathing is a big, important part of it. And you'll adapt really quickly to your new schedule, and congratulations on the new move. It's a huge opportunity for you. You put a lot of dedication and heart into what you do, and if anyone deserves it on Team DDP Yoga, it's you for sure.
Oh, thanks so much. That means a lot.
Oh, yes. And we got callers already, so we're going to get to a phone call. I think we have – see, this guy right here, another DDP Yoga cat who doesn't just, you know, do it. He lives it. He breathes it. He talks it. He eats it. He sleeps it. And now he's certified in it. And welcome to the show, Josh McAdoo. Hello, Josh.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey,
going good,
man.
Hey, I was actually calling in to try to find a counselor after Mike started talking about being in a Borat bikini. I really need someone to talk to and process my thoughts after hearing that. So if you guys know anybody, please text me their phone number.
That's a different show. That's the PSD show down the hall.
I was actually calling in. I haven't been able to call in because life is crazy. And God, ever since getting certified and actually got a vacation out of town for once. But I wanted to call in because just to say thanks to all you guys that have done the radio show over the years and what it's meant to me because, man, that's what got me started and actually got me to where I am now and, you know, going into gyms and selling the product and getting out there and trying to help others and whatnot and being certified. So this is where it started for me on searching for what is DDP yoga and what is Team DDP yoga. So I wanted to just call in and say, keep doing what you guys are doing. It's awesome. And, you know, there's all these people that listen and maybe never call in, but, you know, they have the potential to be the next certified instructor, you know, just like I was sitting back, you know, year and a half plus ago. So yeah, I just want to say thanks for all that you guys do.
Oh, thanks, man. And Josh is one of those guys that personifies, you know, never give up, stand up. He was knocked down a couple times, if you don't mind me saying, in that DDP yoga, you know, certification process. You had some times where things were down for you. And, you know, it wasn't always easy, and, you know, you got your videos sent back, and, you know, you're one of those guys that picked yourself up and moved forward and kicked some ass and broke through the barriers, and congratulations, man, you deserve it. You've been working hard for a long time.
Hey, I appreciate that. That's really nice. Yeah, it's, again, getting knocked down, it's that's fine. That's all a part about being a better person, you know, being better at whatever it is you want to do, you know, and just keep pushing through because, you know, staying down is the only thing that you can do that's going to wreck yourself and all about just pushing forward. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I'm sure you're going to kick some ass in Alaska, the ass-kicking Alaskan, taking DDP yoga to the glacier, man. You're going to have some classes on the glacier out there?
It would be really nice. There's actually some spots that I've already been scouting to try to maybe take a couple you know, private groups over there, but then you get into the whole natural forest thing and you got to call people and you got to pay lots of money to go do that. So I just got to find a spot where I just can go and, you know, it's just us and nature. So I'll figure it all out.
Absolutely, man. And congratulations, brother. And I'm sure you're going to kick some ass in Alaska. And thanks for calling, man. As always, pleasure to hear from you. And I'm sure I'll talk to you throughout the week.
Oh, yes. All right. You guys take care.
You too, man.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Awesome, man. And I know, Christina, you were one of the first certified instructors of DDP Yoga. You were up there with the very beginning of everybody. You know, it is a process. And, you know, the DDP Yoga certification isn't a joke. It's not like, here, pay your money, we'll write you a certificate. It's a legit program. And it's a big deal to pass that program.
Yeah, it's a really great program because it's not something where you can just go and spend 8 hours on a Saturday and be certified and, you know, all of a sudden you can, you know, take people through workouts. You know, the Yoga Doc designed it and Dallas designed it so that you have really intimate knowledge about the program. You know exactly what you're doing and why and what muscles it's working and how to modify no matter what the situation. So it's really, really intense, but it's so thorough and it just, you come out of it and you're just so much wiser and you really can help people. And you know, when I was first looking for jobs at gyms in Florida, a lot of people were like, oh yeah, we're going to get certified. We're going to teach it ourselves. And then they looked at the process and, you know, the minimum of 6 months and all the hours of training and teaching and all the material. And all of a sudden they're like, oh no, we don't have time for that. So the people that go through the process, because they're willing to put in the time and effort, you know, they're just that much better and they're that dedicated. You know, they really care and they really want to be certified and help people. So it's a great program.
Yeah, absolutely. And Robert, you can attest to this. You've done countless hours of work on the program. The process, you know, having people that aren't qualified to teach DDP yoga teach DDP yoga does nothing but hurt Dallas in the long run. And he wants to make sure, and Doc wants to make sure that you're ready to go, and you're going to be a good teacher. I know we talked about Josh, and I don't want to say anything out of line, but you know, Josh sent some videos, and they sent them back and said, you know, then you're not quite there yet. You got to tweak this, got to tweak that, And if they really do set people out there into the world, you know, ready to teach this program, and it's really important to do.
Well, I don't think anybody gets through on the first, you know, every video pass the first time they submit it. There's always going to be something, just because the doc is so particular and there's so much to learn on it.
Yeah, and it's not going to do them any good to have someone who's not ready and who's not, you know, doing it properly out there teaching the program. It's not going to reflect good on Dallas. And, you know, Dallas, he won't put his name on anything that's not, you know, top-notch.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we're talking about certification right now, and if you want to get more information on the DDP Yoga certification, if you think you're ready to take it to the next step, I'm sure Yoga Doc will talk to you if you message him on Facebook, or you can check out ddpyogacertification.com. I'm in the program right now, currently working on it. Christina is finished the program. She's one of the first instructors. And, of course, Robert, who has put so much work into that program as well. So if you think you're ready to take it to the next level, check out ddpyogacertification.com. And we have another caller on the line. We have Anthony on the line. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. How are you, man?
Hi, Anthony.
Pretty good. Hello, how you doing? I had just a general, I guess, weight loss question with the DDP yoga. I've been doing it for a few months on and off, and that might be one of the problems also. I do other workouts as well with weights and kettlebells at the gym. I kind of like to mix up my routine. I eat relatively healthy. I guess I'm kind of, my question was, I lost 10 pounds right away. Since then, I feel like I've kind of plateaued, but my clothes keep getting looser. So I don't know, I guess, how to,
yeah.
I don't know if I need to go harder or what kind of advice, I don't know.
No, usually, you know, don't base your success off the scale alone. It's a combination of, you know, a bunch of things, including, you know, inches, which is obviously what's happening. As you build that muscle, the muscle weighs more than fat, but it also leans you out. So you are going to lose those inches. But if you're doing a lot of weightlifting and stuff like that, it may seem in the beginning like it's going slower just because you're building the extra muscle. I lift weights too, and I love weightlifting. It's a big part of who I am, and I think it just intensified mine. So, as far as the workouts, you don't have to go harder. I think what you're doing is fantastic. But usually, if you want to boost it a little bit more, it's really diet related. It really is like 85% diet. So, make sure your water intake is up there. Make sure you're eating. Not as many complex carbs, you know, in the beginning.
I think my only problem is
weight losses.
I think my problem also is I kind of have sometimes high sodium. I mean, it's not like I don't eat a lot of processed food. I make a lot of my own salmon. I'm actually grilling chicken right now in the oven. But sometimes I'll put too much. I bought the Celtic sea salt. I don't know if I put too much of that on sometimes. I use an app that kind of tracks your food, and I don't think I drink enough water, so I don't know if that's kind of hindering my weight loss as well.
I don't think the salt is hurting you. You know, if you were eating fast food, Chinese, something like that, it would probably be packed full of sodium and MSG and stuff. But it sounds like you're actually eating pretty well. You just have to realize that it's a marathon, not a sprint, and it does take time. But it sounds like everything you're doing is right on the right track. What do you guys think?
Yeah. Did you take, when you started the program, did you take your measurements?
Yeah, I didn't take my measurements, but I did take a picture in the front and on the side also. And I actually put a video of me and my 2-year-old daughter at the time on YouTube. It's on there somewhere of us doing the DDP yoga together. I think I was about 15 pounds heavier.
Okay, yeah. I'd make a point of keeping track of your measurements because it, from what you're saying, and I agree with Christina, it sounds like you're gaining a lot of muscle, so you're not going to see a huge amount of weight loss, but you maybe see a lot of difference in the inches.
Okay, that makes sense. Because my clothes are starting to fall off me, so I went from XL to an L.
Oh, yeah, that's huge. You're making great progress, man. Don't rush it. You're doing it perfect.
Anthony,
okay,
I have a picture up on Team DDP Yoga of month-to-month progress for me. And there was 1 month on there that you can see that I lose, like, 0.2 pounds. That's it. But it was the most progress I had made in the picture-wise out of all of them, and all my 5 pounds and 10 pounds and 20-pound weeks, the most progress I had between pictures was the one I only lost 0.2 pounds. So the proof is in the pictures. Keep taking the pictures, man. Keep taking the measurements. Like Christina said, you know, the scale is something, but it's not everything. And it's you know, really important to measure your progress outside of a number on a scale, because that's not going to tell you the truth all the time.
Okay, you know, that makes a lot of sense, because I got this app. It's a MyFitnessPal. It's a free app, and it's pretty popular. I'm sure you guys have heard of it. And you you know, I'm 5'10". I was 236. Now I'm 224. So I lost, like, I don't know, 10, 12 pounds on it. But it said to lose 2 pounds a week, do this and this and that, eat 7,000 calories. And I'm like, well, I don't know if it's working.
Yeah, you
also have to realize, if you're doing a lot of weightlifting and stuff like that, that you'll probably you'll need more calories. And MyFitnessPal is normally based around caloric intake, but you're using your muscles more. You're fatiguing them out, so you're going to need that food to rebuild the muscles. So just make sure that you're getting enough protein in your diet and that your water intake's up there, and just keep doing what you're doing. You're headed on a great path.
Cool. Yeah, you guys really, really been very helpful, because I get pretty discouraged, and I'm trying to knock off this 40 pounds, but it just seems like it's taking forever. But you guys have been extremely helpful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Now, Christina, he brings up a great point, and I know you're a nutritionist as well, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, and a lot of people, get discouraged by that scale, that number on the scale. I know I have before, and I just want to ask you, because a lot of people on Team DDP Yoga, like to calculate their intake. What is the best way to calculate what you're taking into your body? He talked about calorically. Is it best to calculate calories, or how do you measure what's good in a day as a nutritionist?
I think whatever works for you is the best way. Me personally, I like to go off the macros, basically. So I set a percentage for carbohydrate, protein, and fat intake, and that's how I do it. A lot of other people do it calorically. It's really just whatever works for you, whichever one jives for you, and that helps you stick on your path. They really, it's really good to just get your body to a healthy thing, which normally, for the most part, is between 45 to 65 complex carbs, and then you've got, around 25-30% healthy fats, and then the rest in protein. And that's just a really good standard healthy balance, and you can tweak that depending on, where you are in your journey and what you need to do. If you really want to boost the weight loss, you can drop the carbs. And one misconception that everybody has is that eating fat is going to make you fat, and that's baloney. Yes, if you're eating like garbage fat, that's immediately going to get stored somewhere you don't want it to. But if you're eating healthy fats, like for avocado, for example, that's really, really good for your body, and it helps nourish you. So actually taking a high intake of nuts and avocados and healthy oils, I do really well at about 30% fat. It works really well for my body. So you just got to kind of play around with it and see what works for you.
Absolutely. And once again, if you guys want to get on the show, ask Christina a question about nutrition, the DDP Yoga workouts. You want to talk to us, celebrate your successes, your defeats. You have a good week, get a bad week, let us know. 347-994-1216. And also, Christina is monitoring the chat as well. So if you have any questions in the chat room, shoot them over here, and Christina will hook us up. And, it's a game that it's tough, and I know a lot of people struggle with the DDP Yoga workouts, getting them in every day, and I've had a lot of questions on my my Facebook page recently about how to keep, the motivation and the will to keep doing this after it gets hard and stuff like that. I had someone message me yesterday saying that I want to get on the mat, I need to get on the mat, and I just can't get myself on the mat. And I wanted to talk to Christina about what she does and Robert what he does, but first I want to share what's going on with me. I struggle every day just as much as anyone else. I've been doing this for 3 years now, and there's not a day where I don't have at least a little bit of a war with myself over what I'm going to eat, whether I'm going to work out, whether I'm going to stand up on the couch and do something. It's a war. And, Christina, I know you were never, like, huge, but you were overweight at one point, and you conquered it in your way as well. And I just want to tell people that just because we're here and we're on the radio talking on this side of the show doesn't mean we don't struggle. I struggle more than anybody. And I know some days I win them, some days I don't. And what I told this person who messaged me the other day, and it's really important that you realize this, it's never gonna be a battle you win, but it's a battle that you battle every day. And I want to see, Christina, what do you do to keep your motivation up when you don't have any? Because it's something you get cured from. Buying a set of DVDs.
No.
It's
a daily battle. I completely agree with you. And, yeah, even though I've lost, 60-plus pounds, it's still, I got to work to keep it just like everybody else does. So, I definitely have days where I don't feel motivated or something where, something with my son takes up all my time and I didn't have time to work out or do something that usually makes me feel good and productive in that area. So I have a couple different techniques. One of the things that if I have no motivation at all, I just put on my workout clothes. And normally if I put those on, then I'm like, oh, well, half the battle's already done. I might as well just get on the mat or, do whatever I'm going to do. And even if I don't feel 100%, even just going through the motions and getting through the workout, whether it was at 100% or 80%, makes a really big difference. Because at the end, you accomplish something that you originally weren't even going to do, and it just kind of gives you a little, a little boost mentally. I don't know. What do you do, Robert?
I just get on the mat. No matter how I feel or, just getting on the mat, even if I don't fully engage and just go through the motions, it's at least something,
Right. That's exactly what I was saying. Yeah, it makes a big difference.
We've heard the term pressing play is the hardest part of the workout, which I agree is 100% is the hardest part of the workout. So sometimes when it's tough for me, I just stand up and press play. Because once the workout starts and once I get into it, I know if I get into 2 minutes into the workout that I'm going to finish it, because it's just, that's the mentality with myself. I know that if I start it, I'm going to finish it. But even if you don't finish it, just getting half a workout in, but getting on the mat and pressing play, just stand up, press play, put the workout in, and start doing it. And I always have this thing that I've said a million times. I know you've all heard me say it. I think motivation is a myth. I think there's no such thing as, motivation will get you off the mat, off the couch, but it's not going to get you to the finish line. Motivation, when you first started DDP yoga and you got the motivation to start, I'm all excited, boom, 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 I'm killing, I'm taking on the world. How long did that last you? Maybe 2 weeks. Motivation might last you a couple weeks, but after that, it's not going to pull you through because the motivation is going to, the excitement and the newness of the DDP yoga workout is going to fade. It's just going to happen. You're not going to be as excited about it. You're not going to be as, passionate about it as you were when you first started. But it's that point when determination takes over, and determination is going to see you to the finish line. Motivation will get you off the couch. Determination will make you see it through. And that's when you need to force yourself, even when you're not motivated. Because the people who truly have success are people who do it when they're not motivated. And that's what's going to see you. Because when you're not motivated, that's going to separate whether you want it from whether you'd like to do it.
Yeah, and it's not the determination definitely keeps you going. But, another thing that I like to do is I like to get on to the Facebook community, the DDP Yoga community on Facebook, and, just pop on there for a few minutes, and you're going to be inspired by people putting up new pictures and look what they've accomplished and look what they did today or whatnot. And, that gets me motivated too, and that gets me to roll out the mat, because I'm like, oh, cool, look what they did. And it kind of gets you, builds up a little bit of excitement again, like you said. So, I think you're right. Just do it. Just like Maggie said.
Absolutely. And we're going to go to a spot right now. I think we got someone queued up. We got Austin queued up, Robert?
Yes.
All right. We like to give a little love to our fellow podcasters here. And I know Stone Cold Steve Austin has a big passion about Dallas and what he does. And they've been longtime friends. And, Steve Austin always gives a little love to DDP Yoga on his podcast, so we're going to give a little love back to Stone Cold. Stone Cold. So here we go. Stone Cold Steve Austin giving a little love to DDP Yoga.
All right, you guys know that my close personal friend Diamond Dallas Page is the man behind DDP Yoga. He created the fitness program originally for himself to help him rehab after an injury he suffered in the squared circle. But he quickly realized his new program could help everybody, so he shared it. And I'm here to tell you that you don't need to be a professional wrestler or an athlete to enjoy the benefits of DDP Yoga. This workout program is designed to help people of all ages and all skill levels. And this ain't your mama's yoga either, folks. This is a cardio workout. It'll increase your flexibility, strengthen your core, help you lose body fat, and will be real easy on your joints. Low impact, folks. Low impact. And because you listen to my show, DDP's giving all you guys a great deal on the Max Pack. Now, you really got no reason not to give DDP Yoga a try. All you have to do is go to ddpyoga.com/Austin. And here's what you get when you order the Max Pack. You get 15 workouts. You get a nutrition guide. You get recipes. You get a grid chart to track your workouts. And you get a poster to help you remember the 12 core positions that make up DDP Yoga. Folks, join the thousands who are already enjoying the life-changing benefits of DDP Yoga. Take advantage of this special deal. Go to ddpyoga.com/Austin. That's ddpyoga.com/Austin. Don't wait. This offer is only available for a limited time. ddpyoga.com/Austin.
In case you didn't hear him, that was ddpyoga.com/Austin. And if you don't head over there, I have a feeling that Stone Cold might show up and give you a little bit of a stunner. I don't know. That's what I heard. But did you hear that, Robert? I heard a little rumor that he's been showing up like coming out of people's chimneys and just dropping a stunner on them.
No, I never heard that.
All right. Maybe that's just my fantasy. Anyways, we got another caller on the line. Once again, if you want to get in with us, it's 347-994-1216. We're taking calls. It is a community show. You guide the show. You steer the ship. You take it where you want us to take it. We got a call right now. Travis is on the line. Travis, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's going
on?
Hey,
Travis.
Hey, Christina. Good to hear from you. How is the you survived the move up to Atlanta?
Yeah, we're here. There's still boxes everywhere. I just think they're never ending. Like, I keep unpacking, and there's still more. I don't know what's going on. But we're here, safe and sound, getting settled.
You'll be done packing by this time next year.
Yeah, just in time to pack up again.
Right. So while you're up there now, you know, with this move up to Atlanta and everything, how does that affect how you're teaching? Are you going to be maintaining a class up while you're up there in Atlanta?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So I know that once the center opens up, that myself and Michael Mana, Stevie Richards, and Dallas and I will be teaching. So I'm pretty stoked about that. Actually, I'm really, really excited about that. So probably Dylan and a few others. But so until then, I am doing a lot of other work for them until the center opens up. So, yeah, I think I'll just be on hold teaching for a little bit, maybe do some occasional classes at the crib, you know, do some morning workouts until we go live at the center.
Sweet. That's awesome. You know, and you mentioned, you know, hitting, you know, how to motivate yourself and everything, and how you reach out on Facebook and everything. And I'm gonna add a little something to that here. Don't just go out there and lurk. Don't just go out there and observe. Interact. You know, put out there. I don't know how many times a day I see on any one of the DDP, you know, the countless DDP Yoga Facebook pages we've got that say, hey, I'm new to DDP Yoga. I just started last week, whatever the case is there. And, you know, here's my story and wish me luck. And then within about 10, 15 minutes, I guarantee you, you're going to have 28, 30 people jumping on there and saying, hey, welcome to the team.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, being there, inspiring, giving tips, doing whatever the case is there. So, you know, if you're looking to get inspired, interact.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. And that's what's so awesome about Team DDP Yoga. You're exactly right. You can literally put something, whether it's an accomplishment or if you're struggling with something, and you come back and look 10 minutes later, you've got 58 comments. I mean, people really care, and they really want to be there for you when you need it, you know, for help or when you need to help celebrate something that you did. So, yeah, you nailed it. Just make sure you interact and become part of the team and, you know, pay it forward. It all goes around.
I truly think DDP Yoga is the secret weapon of DDP Yoga, is why people succeed so you know, overwhelmingly on one side of things. You know, we always see people's success stories, and I truly believe a huge part of that is Team DDP Yoga. When I first joined Team DDP Yoga back in the day, and it was before this big boom and everything blew up, and there was about, I tell this story all the time, three people in the chat. It was Sparky, Dave Orth, and Robert were the only three people in the chat when I joined. But there was so many positive, you know, good people, I legitimately thought I was getting myself into a cult. Because I'm like, there's no nice people on the internet. Why are these people being nice to me? There's no nice people on the internet. But they really were, and they were there to truly, you know, want to see you succeed, and were so, you know, passionate about other people's successes, not just ours. And that's what drives people to Team DDP Yoga, and that's what drives people to be successful, is the resources that we have of each other. That's the best resource we can have. You know, people that are going through the same things we have. I started my Mike at 90% page not to tell people, you know, what to do, but to share what was working for me. I don't know anything more than you do, but I know it's working for me, and maybe that'll help you, you know, get where you want to be. And Christina, you on your Body Rebooted page, sharing what's working for you, what got you to where you are. And that's the resource of DDP Yoga, is people helping people and, you know, sharing our knowledge that we've learned through this program.
And I don't know Bob, either one of you guys, but I think when I put my stuff out there, I put my tips from the Midwest Strong out there, I interact, and what really inspires me is being able to inspire other people. That's the whole reason I'm this close to being certified and instructing DDP Yoga, is that everybody I interact with, from Christian Pasquale to Angie Vincent, to, you know, everybody I interact with, they, you know, I get so much great feedback from them that just, you know, that just can't help but, you know, propel me forward and try to just up my game that much more.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, I you know, Christine, you were going to be on here, so I had to give some shout and a little love to one of the Hardcore Sisters. So you know, you guys have a great night, and I'll catch you on the other side.
Much
thanks
love,
calling,
Kevin. Thank you.
Yep.
And then I truly believe that we're talking about Team DDP Yoga. And how is that different from you, you know, Christina? Obviously, you've probably done other exercise programs in the past, but how is DDP, and Robert, you're more behind this than anybody, you know, how much of a game changer Team DDP Yoga, the website alone, is?
Yeah, it's huge. Go ahead, Robert.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, Team DDP Yoga for me when I started was, the groups were probably the best part for me, because there was a group dedicated to food and one for challenges and one for video things. And you could find people pretty much in the same, you know, situation you are. So you kind of find those people that enter around the same time, and you go through it together and you make those friends. And, you know, and then it's really cool when you can even take that to the next level and meet them at a workshop or a retreat or something like that. So it just becomes like what was originally just a platform to maybe communicate just turns into this whole nother world, you know, full of support and friendship, and it's been huge. I'm not on Team DDP Yoga as much anymore. I'm more on Facebook just because it's more immediate and, you know, the turnaround's real fast and stuff. But I still go in there a couple times a week and kind of take a look around. But it's really neat to kind of watch the people who come into the program together kind of, you know, go through everything and form their bonds and their friendships.
I'll tell you
absolutely. Robert, you monitor the site quite a bit, and you've seen the success stories and all the amazing people that have come from Team DDP Yoga, the website, and just, you know, become, you know, these crucial, like, cornerstones of the program.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is that the original idea behind the community was just, you know, just that. It was just an idea of you know, how we keep people going and you know, help them inspire each other, is to create a community. But there weren't a whole lot of fleshed out ideas. So it's something that evolved over a lot of years, and it's, you know, obviously exploded after the Arthur thing. But to see it come all the way from having, you know, being excited about having 50 members to, you know, having almost, what are we at, almost 50,000 now? Or no?
50,000?
Yeah, so it's pretty crazy to see that happen.
Wow, that is crazy. I remember when I jumped on there, we were in the single digit, like a couple thousand, 3,000, 4,000, something like that. That's pretty crazy to see it grow. And the thing about DDP Yoga is I've been doing it so long, and especially since I came in before, like, everything blew up, I feel like I have stock in the program. I feel like not just financial stock, I don't have financial stock, but I feel like I have emotional stock in the program. When DDP Yoga grows and succeeds and hits a new milestone, I feel a pride in there because I feel like it's something that I've been with through the ground up. And it's a lot of the people who are there originally, the Dave Orr, the Sparkies, and the Robertson, you know, all you guys, we've been through this for years now, and to see it go from where it was, you know, Dallas struggling to make it blow up, and to see it where it is now, it really is just a really satisfying feeling to see it where it's come from.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't think, with the exception of maybe Stacy, I don't think there's any members around who really remember the original site. It was like yrgworkout.com, and it was like this really limited little community that we had. And that was, I'm going to say, about 6.5-7 years ago. So, I mean, it's
wow,
come a really long way.
And I know we've spoken about this before, but Robert, you've been there since day one. And I know we've talked about this again, but we need to stress this. Talk about the never giving up. Talk about the following through, even when things get tough. This was not a sure bet for Dallas. This was a lot of hard years. And, you know, think, you know, he's a big-name wrestler, millions of dollars, yada, yada, yada. He put everything he's got into making DDP Yoga happen. Without getting into too many details, he put it on the line. You talk about Vince McMahon putting it on the line for WrestleMania. Diamond Dallas Page put himself on the line for DDP Yoga. And to see it through the hard years and see it when things got tough and to still follow through and actually see the rewards that it's gotten him to this day, it's really inspiring. And we talk about never giving up, and that's why it's so perfect to have a leader like Dallas Page in this program, because he doesn't just tell you never give up. He lives that every single day, never give up attitude.
Yeah, I mean, this is a program about, what, 13, 14 years in the making, you know, so it's, he, you know, just like in Vegas, you go all in, and after several different iterations of the program, I mean, he basically put everything he had into what is now DDP Yoga, and, you know, brought me and Steve, and, you know, it was basically just the three of us running the company, and we decided just to see what we could do to make it happen. And he literally put in, you know, he put in everything he had to make it happen.
And then that just proves how passionate he is about what he does as well, to believe in it that much, to put in his financial security into this, just to believe in something so wholeheartedly that he gave everything he has to it. It's pretty inspiring.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's amazing.
And now he's expanding, and Christina is on board now, and so many awesome people on board. They have a great team out there in Atlanta. And, Christina's going to kick ass and take DDP over to the next level. We got Michael Manna, Stevie Richards on board, all kinds of great new faces in the company. And DDP Yoga is going to be something. See, the thing is, I talk about people this a lot, but other programs beat up your body so much that it can't be a pace that you can continue for very long. You can't do 90 minutes workouts every single day for the rest of your life. DDP Yoga is something that, you know, you can age gracefully into and actually, you know, enhances things as you get older, not makes things more difficult, which is why I believe DDP Yoga isn't going to be a fad workout. It's going to be a workout that sustains and stays for quite a bit of time because, you know, when people get older, more people are going to turn to this and realize they need this in their lives instead of a workout that beats up your body for 90 minutes every day.
Yeah, I agree, hardcore. There are some other programs out there that I could barely do, you know, 30 minutes of it every single day without feeling like I wanted to puke or being in pain. So this workout, I mean, it's sustainable. You can do it forever. You know, my mom just signed up. She just bought the DVD. She's doing it, and she's in her 60s and she's rocking it. So
nice.
She's going to be the next Ted. She's going to be doing it, you know, until she's 80, 90, and it's great. It's a great program. any age, any condition, you know, you name it, you can do it.
Yep, absolutely. And we have another caller on the line, Johnny V, Luscious Johnny V. Hello.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing? Robert, Christina, it's real great to talk to you guys. I've been doing the program for about a year, like a year this month, and I'm also active duty Navy, 18 years. And, you know, the thing about the Navy, it used to be wooden ships and iron men, and now it's steel decks, and it, you know, feels like hurt or injured backs a lot of the time because of that wear and tear. And so I was just, I mean, it's done great things for me, although it's tough to walk into a gym on a military base and go into a corner and start doing any kind of yoga, even DDP yoga. But I was wondering, you know, does DDP do any outreach into the military communities or try and get on base to see program, or do you guys know of any, you know, level one certified trainers who get out there and try and work this program with military members?
I don't know of any certified trainers, but I know Dallas is, you know, he is huge on you guys in the military. He always has been, and he's, you know, been to Afghanistan and Iraq and lots of different places, but there's something that we've been talking about lately is to get on to more bases and to support the military even more than we already have.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I imagine it would be kind of a hard sell, like I said, based on even my experience trying to, you know, work, making it almost all of my workout for the last year. And then kind of getting that funny reaction from folks from when you tell them, you know, that you're doing this kind of a workout routine. Well, no, it's DDP yoga, man, the wrestler. Well, you know, you still get that kind of funny look.
I remember.
But, I mean, it's great. And there's a lot of folks who have impact injuries. And, you know, it's not just Navy. Of course, it's, you know, Army, Marines, Air Force, you know, anything. You got to carry a big rucksack on your back. You know, it's a lot of wear and tear that you could get a lot of benefit from this program out of.
Is anyone
I remember Dallas telling me a story about he went to Afghanistan, and he's working out with the Marines, and you know they kind of are giving him a little shit, giving him a little hard time, like yoga, 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 and he brought that on the base, and he blew a lot of guys up, some guys in top condition. He got them sweating and huffing and puffing. I guess the only thing I can say to that is to get people to kind of like, you know, get what you're doing and understand what you're doing. You just got to get them to go through it. Somehow you got to get them to try it out because, you know, honestly, you know, a bunch of military guys seeing a guy doing yoga, it's gonna get a little couple laughs, get a couple chuckles. But if you have them EP yoga and actually realize what it's doing, it's not a laughing matter. He's blown up a lot of guys doing DDP yoga.
Yeah, well, I got interested in that, so I think I saw something on the site or somewhere else where DDP had done that, and you know, he talked about how he would, you know, walk around a base during the course of the day, bring folks up, you know, do 10-second push-up challenges, and he said, you know, one Marine finally beat him in a push-up challenge, and then he, you know, he stood up and he said, oh, by the way, you know, you're the 15th guy I've done this with today, and the first one was like, whoa, you know, so.
Wow.
I guess the only thing I can say, they got to experience it to get it, because you tell somebody on the outside what you're trying, you know, you try to convey that message to them, you know, it's not going to automatically register, but you bring them through it and you say, you know what, I'll do your workout if you do mine, and just, you know, work with them and try to get them to experience it, because once you experience it, it's a whole different animal than just watching someone, you know, I know he doesn't like the term posing, but, you know, posing in the corner, you see someone doing that, you think it's ridiculous, you have them get in there and do the DDP yoga positions, and it's a whole different animal.
Yeah, and you have to do it. You're exactly right. And either you get brought to it and you try it out, or something else brings it to you. Like for me, it was back problems for many, many years. And finally, you know, that year ago, you know, I'm at home playing with my kids, and you know, one of my younger boys jumps onto my back, and then my older boy says, "Ooh, watch out, Daddy's back. You got to be careful." And when he said that, I was like, you know, that's it. I got to try something. I got to try anything, because I'm not going to have my kids, you know, thinking about me, you know, in that way, or limited, you know, as a limited guy in that way. And he said, no, I'm the dad. I'm going to be the, you know, the big hero in the house. What are you talking about? And then that's what finally got me to do this program. So, yeah.
And
did you say that you're active military now?
I sure am, yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, where are you stationed at?
Actually, I'm down in Mississippi on an Air Force base, and I unfortunately wasn't able to get over to WrestleMania because I was trying to get to New Orleans to do one of the workouts that they had there, but I just couldn't make it. And then a couple months later, I was actually passing through Georgia into Lawrenceville, and I tried to cook up and, you know, with a workout at the crib in Smyrna, but it didn't work out at that point either. So,
You know, I may have some questions for you, because that is something that we're looking at getting into more. Would you mind dropping me an email?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I've got it from when I, you know, tried to get in touch from when I was passing through Georgia, so I'll hit you back up on that.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, so you already have mine. Okay, good.
And and Johnny, in the grand scheme of things, you know, a couple of guys giving you shit on the base, look how good you're feeling. You know, who cares what people think? If they don't want to hop on board, you know what it's doing for you. And you know, you're killing it, man. A year in, having all that change in your life, congratulations, brother. You're killing it.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's the total rehab of the back, and you know, I wasn't even looking for it, but it was weight loss too, 20 plus pounds. So yeah.
Wow. Nice. How's your back doing now?
No, like I said, it rehabbed me when I first had that initial problem. It's been doing great, and then, you know, it's of course when you lay off the work after you skip them a couple times, and then that's when, you know, it starts acting back up. So it's just a matter of, you know, not just getting with it, but sticking with it, like everybody says. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, great to talk to y'all. I love what you guys do, and this program is fantastic. So take care.
Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, man. And, you know, Robert, as a guy, it's a couple guys, you know how guys can be when it comes to, like, you know, anything new like that. You tell them you're doing yoga, they give you kind of crap. And I always bring up the story. Do you remember that video that Dallas, I think we talked about it last week, the video that Dallas did with RVD? And RVD was kind of like laughing a little bit. RVD's in fantastic shape. He's incredibly flexible. He can do things that I can't even dream of. But he's one of those guys that was like, oh, yeah, Dallas Page yoga, I'm flexible, I can do this crap. And, you know, Dallas totally blew him up. He had him, you know, huffing and puffing in there. And it's one of those things that your buddies can give you a hard time about doing yoga. But you come over here and try it. You think you're such a tough guy, you think you're funny, making fun of me for doing yoga, DDP yoga, come on over here and try it. And that's when, you know, the egos are checked, and that's when people start shutting up. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. That must be a guy thing.
Yeah. It is a guy thing. And anything like yoga or, you know, any guy, I mean, I know. I'm sure, like, dance or ballet would blow me out, but I'm not going to do it, you know. But it's one of those things that, it's one of those guy things. You have to check your ego at the door. And to really get DDP yoga, you got to try it. It's the grand.
That happened at one of the gyms I was teaching in Florida, because we had four guys in the class, and, you know, within like 10, 15 minutes, they were dripping in sweat. And I'm watching the guys behind them, because we were in the same room as all the free weights and the gym equipment. And they're kind of looking at them like, how the hell are they sweating so much? What are they doing? Like, you know, because it doesn't look like from a distance that you're doing anything that strenuous. And so they ended up, it took a little bit, but slowly, like one by one, they started joining the class, and they're like, oh, I get it, kind of thing. So yeah, you just got to do it.
I had a buddy of mine watching it one time, and I was in the lunge position, just holding a lunge for a little bit, and they're like, that's your yoga, that's your DDP yoga. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, That's just you're just standing there. It's like, why it is? And I had them get in the lunge with me, and I had them hold it, and I was holding it as long as, like, you know, as they, you know, back to back standing in front of them. They lasted about 5 seconds on the lunge, and I'm like, yeah, just yoga, huh? Just sitting there, standing there. You don't get it, because to the outside viewer, you know, it doesn't look like we're doing a lot. We're not like lifting weights. We're not running. We're not, you know, jogging, or we're standing there just doing positions. But people don't get the dynamic resistance. And, you know, even without dynamic resistance, you stand in a lunge long enough, and that's gonna be brutal. And, you know,
yeah.
But to the outside people, it doesn't look like you're doing a lot until you actually experience it and realize what DDP yoga actually is.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I think that's it for callers. You want to wrap things up, Robert?
Yeah, I think we're good.
All right. Well, we want to thank Christina Russell so much for being on with us. She's a trooper for filling in, and I know she's had a crazy busy week. And to take the time to do that for us, thank you very much, and congratulations on your new move. You really deserve all this.
Oh, you guys are awesome. Thanks so much for having me. Anytime.
Thank you very much. And Robert, thank you so much again for keeping things on track technically, and also adding input as well. See, Robert does both sides of the fence. He's track of the technical and queuing callers, and, you know, taking care of the bullshit on the boards, and still takes time to throw his two cents in when needed. And so I appreciate it, Robert. And until next week, thank you guys so much for joining us. Remember, every day there's air in your lungs and your heart's still pumping blood through your veins. It's another day to conquer your life. No matter how far you've fallen, no matter how badly you've let yourself down, no matter how far from the you that you want to be, you've become, it's never, ever too late to turn it all around. So own your week, own your life, and never, ever give up. See you guys next week. Thank you so much.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.